Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Ox Lang, an OPM podcast by the Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. At ako po ang host nyo, si Tina Arceo Dumlao, business features editor na Inquirer. Mahilig din lang talaga ako sa music, particularly OPM. In our first episode of Season 2, we're talking to a member of one of the biggest rock bands from the 1990s and still going strong, Jazz Nicolas of Itchyworms. Jazz has plenty to celebrate as a musician, and we'll get into that in a bit. But he also has something extra special to celebrate this year, the 40th anniversary of the hit song that his father composed.
Dati ang usong musika ay puro stateside at kopya. Ngunit ngayon nagbago na, original na.
Mr. Musiquero was composed by Sonny Nicolas, and it was one of the finalists of the 4th Metro Manila Popular Music Festival of 1981.
Hindi ko na malayan kung kailan siya nagsusulat. Parang, I've never seen him write, actually. Nung bata ako, I just see him nag-guest siya sa TV and promoting the song na, and yung Metro Pop Festival when it was on TV. Doon ko lang nakita. Pero I hear it a lot sa bahay because I guess he plays it all the time pag he's reviewing the mixes or what. I always hear it. So kabisado ko na yun since bata pa ako.
Pero nabasa ko that your dad was known as Jose Feliciano of the Philippines. That's quite surprising. For the young ones, Jose Feliciano is a Puerto Rican musician who has multiple international hits including Feliz Navidad. He is known as a guitar virtuoso and was instrumental in helping Latin musicians cross into the English mainstream.
Kasi nung around the 80s, he had a band called the Stars of the 60s. It was parang made up of different members from different bands from the 60s. From the Moonstrucks, from the Hijacks, mga ganun. And then, kanya-kanya silang gimmick. And yung gimmick ng dad ko, he was the Jose Feliciano. So may part ng show na mag-shade siya bigla, and then, yun lang yung naabutan ko. Pero before pala, parang nakwento din sa akin, nung 70s, nagsiset talaga siya, as in meron siyang solo shows, as the Jose Feliciano of the Philippines, na full set na gano'n. Yun yung di ko na naabutan.
Back to Mr. Musiquero. You might have heard the cover by Sino Sikat in 2009.
At kopya, ngunit ngayon nagbago na, original na Tagalog pa.
Even in the new millennium, the song's theme still resonates. But the songs, the lyrics, though resonate still, no? Up to today, kasi it talks about, I guess, his exasperation. But he sounded so exasperated by the state of music at that time, which I'm sure, kung nandito siya ngayon, he'll feel the same.
Mismo, oo, parang sa bawat generation, there's a time that you'll feel that, lalo na if you're an artist. You get frustrated na the Filipino market or crowd is still very, parang colonial thinking talaga eh, di ba? Parang whatever the US likes, we like, di ba? Parang surprising, nandun siya sa song. Sabi niya, kung dyan ka rin naman pupunta, galingan mo na. Parang yun yung sabi niya sa akin, kung mag-music ka, itodo mo. He wasn't the type na magsabi sa akin na, kung mag-music ka, dapat may fallback ka rin na business or something. Hindi siya ganun. Sabi niya, kung mag-music ka, galingan mo talaga. Itodo mo. That was what stuck with me.
And Jazz took that advice to heart. The Itchy Worms was formed in 1996 in Ateneo de Manila University, where Jazz met Kel and Jugs, who have been playing together since their high school days in Xavier School. Itchy Worms started out playing in school gigs, and the next year they met Chino through mutual friends. At around 2001, they released their first album, Little Monsters Under Your Bed.
I wanted to be a songwriter. Tapos, at the time, naglalabas na rin kami ng Worms ng mga songs. We had an album which was more English songs than Tagalog. Kasi at that time, when you're young, parang you just wanna sound foreign, eh, di ba? Parang yun yung thing eh. Pero later on, sinabihan ako ng dad ko, alam mo, kung gusto mo sumikat yung songs mo, dapat kaya kantahin yan ng mga lasenggo sa kanto. Pag di nila kayang kantahin yan, hindi hihit yan. And I took that advice and I wrote Beer.
Jazz continues to honor his dad's legacy by getting more of his dad's songs on streaming sites. Right now, his songs are on vinyl.
Yung Inay Bakit, which is also part of the next year na Metro Pop, that was written by him and his brother, si Tito Eddie. Yan, maganda rin, Inay Bakit. Kasi yung dad ko, he was classically trained na guitarist since bata siya. And then, he applied for Juilliard. And then, pumasa siya. Pero hindi siya pinayagan ng dad niya, my lolo. Diba, iilan lang ang pumapasa sa Juilliard. Ayun, sobra siyang sad nun. Pero pinilit siyang mag-chemical engineering kasi yung family business nila at the time is ink. So parang sometimes pa rin, before as in nag-wonder siya, ano kayong mangyari kung nag-Juilliard ako, di ba? Yung Inay Bakit is sort of about that. Parang yung chorus doon, Inay, bakit ayaw mo ba akong maging musiko? Ngayon, ito ang tangi kong buhay. Nakaka-relate ako doon. So,
so how has his father's music influenced him? It starts with his name.
Yeah, I was named Jazz because favorite music niya yun nung time na yun. I was born in the 70s. So, alam ko yung mga plaka niya nun, mga jazz fusion, mga Chick Corea and stuff. Yun yung favorite niya.
And growing up in a musical household shaped Jazz's artistry.
Ako, I really learned, hindi naman sa school eh. Parang I learned by, una yung dad ko, binibigyan ako dati ng projects. Yeah, may racket siya na gumagawa siya ng mga minus ones eh. So parang sisifrahin namin yun and then we'd record it. That was my training.
Pause tayo sandali. If you're not familiar with the term sifra, it means playing the notes of a song solely by listening to it, playing by ear. That means no music sheets or guitar tabs. A musician just kind of has to guess and match the music.
So your ear was developed?
Yeah, parang kakasifra and kaka-figure out ng mga arrangements. That's what taught me how to arrange.
How old were you then?
Siguro mga 16. Yun yung nag-ano sa akin. Yun yung training ko into arranging and recording at the same time. So na-expose na rin ako sa studio because I help him out sa studio, ganyan.
Itchy Worms had Jazz on vocals and drums, Jugs Ogueta on co-vocals and rhythm guitar, Kelvin Yu on bass, and Chino Singson on lead guitar. Between their start in the 90s to their continued success today, which Worms songs does Jazz consider milestones? The first one was one of their songs that got them in people's households.
Our first hit was Akin Ka Na Lang.
Who wrote it?
I did.
How do you guys write pala? Do you write alone or Lennon McCartney style? Paano kayo?
Both. May songs kami na kanya-kanya lang. Usually me or Jugs writes. Pag buo na, edi buo na, we just arrange it as a band. Pero sometimes we have like half a song lang and then we help each other finish it.
And the second one?
It's put a Beer. That was our biggest hit after that. Yeah.
How did you write that one?
Ayun, I took my dad's advice kasi na kailangan na nakakantayan ng mga lasenggo sa kanto. So, gumawa ako ng kantang pang lasenggo.
Sa akin lang.
The third one was definitely a commercial success.
Well, we had a commercial which is pretty big for us then. Yung Enervon commercial. Yung more energy mas happy. At the time, I was very new into the advertising industry. So that's one of the first ones I wrote. And then the client asked for a band. Tinanong pa niya ako, magkilala ka ng band din na bagay itong song na to. Sabi ko, Itchy Worms, puro bagay dyan. Tapos sabi pa niya, aside from Itchy Worms, may kilala ka pa ba? Wala na ibang bagay. So it was us. And it was a relatively big hit for us. Kinakanta namin sa gigs yun.
Cool.
And it was our first commercial. Yun.
What was that like? I mean, what's the difference in discipline when you work for a corporate client compared to just writing for yourself?
Ay, ibang iba. Dito, sa corporate, kailangan yung puso ko nandun lang sa first draft. After that, pagka ni-revise na nila, kasi it's gonna go under a lot of revisions kasi, di ba, mandaming taong kikilatis and babaril sa song until happy na yung lahat sila, di ba? And during that part, pagka nandun pa yung puso mo, masisira yung loob mo eh. So, kailangan wala na. Kailangan, it's just your mind na lang and you're just serving them. You're just executing what they want.
Fourth one?
Siguro, Pariwara. In collaboration namin with Ellie.
Kung maniniwala ka na lang sa kanila.
What was that like? They have finally worked with someone you had admired before.
Sobrang kilig kami. We couldn't believe na we were gonna write a song with him. Tapos, pero we didn't write in one room with Ellie. It was, he gave us half a song. So it's kind of like what me and Jugs do. He gave us half a song and then me and Jugs finished it. And we submitted it back to him. And then sabi niya, oh, galing ah, parang isang tao lang nagsulat ah. Okay to, good job guys. Sobrang happy kami ni Jugs.
And then the last one won the 5th PhilPop Music Festival in 2016. It was covered by Janine Tenyoso for the soundtrack of the romantic drama Sid and Aya, a 2018 film starring Ding Dong Dantes and Ann Curtis.
Din muli, siguro, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. The grand prize.
Yeah.
Nung araw, kahit namis ng ating buhay, puno ng saya at ng kulay, di mauulit muli.
Did you expect that?
No, hindi talaga.
So what was that like, winning the grand prize? What did you do with the money?
Pinang vacation kami ng family. Ano kami, US trip kami. 2 years later, it became bigger pa. Actually, nung nanalo siya, parang hindi naman siya commercial hit pa eh. Our fans knew it and we played sa gigs and we'd get a good reaction. Pero it wasn't played on the radio a lot. It was 2 years later pa na sumikat siya kasi it was used for the movie Sid and Aya.
Yep. Do you think that because it was sung by these kids, kaya siya sumikat?
Probably. Oo.
Tumatanda ka na, Jazz.
Oo nga.
So how does Itchy Worms stay strong?
Una-una, we eat together all the time. A band that eats together stays together.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka, ano ba? We watch a lot of band documentaries. Lalo na yung mga Beatles, we watched all of it. So, parang we watch a lot of bands break up and parang we kind of know what not to do because of watching those.
What do you think ba is the usual pitfall? I mean, generally speaking.
Ego, pera, babae. Yun. yung tatlong yun.
So wala kayo nun. But I'm sure you guys go through something. I mean, like a marriage, right? So how do you settle things like that?
Well, very diplomatic. Democratic naman kami. Pag may issue, tatahimik lang kami. And we'll pretend it's not there.
Oh,
okay. May pag-usapan namin as much as possible.
Music was the way for Jazz, Jugs, Kelvin, and Chino to process living during this pandemic.
We have some new songs. We released a full album last year in 2020, which was all in English again.
Okay.
It was a pandemic release talaga. Kasi during the first few months, we were doing those split screen gigs. And we were playing our old songs. Then naman, it's naisip ni Jugs na parang, what if mag-record na tayo ng bagong album? Kaya naman natin mag-record. So, why not? Let's do some new songs. Tapos, I forgot kung planado or hindi, pero lahat ng songs naging about the pandemic or yung feeling ng being locked down, yung isolation and stuff. So, doon namin nilabas yung feelings namin about it. Pero parang, I think, intentionally ginawa namin English kasi we wanted to be able to reach other countries with the album. So you could share with your foreigner friends, diba?
By the way, Jazz and the rest of the Itchyworms talked about creating one of the songs from this album, Silence, in another podcast. Check out the show, A Better Normal, which is also created by our friends from Puma Podcast. You can find the show on whatever app you're using to listen to this one now. Now back to Jazz's point. At the end of the day, nothing beats live.
Recently, no Sunday, nag-judge ako sa Himig Handog.
Quick pause. Jazz and I had this conversation in late March, before stricter quarantine protocols were enforced. So to be clear, Jazz didn't violate the ECQ or whatever acronym community quarantine is in place. Now back to his story. He was judging at the songwriting competition Himig Handog.
And we went to ABS and then we watched a live show. And na-realize ko, na-overwhelm ako kasi antagal ko hindi nakaparoon ng anything live na malakas. And may full, live strings pa. So parang what a treat, di ba? I haven't seen anything like that in more than a year. I wish everyone could experience this again or we'd have a chance to do this again. Kasi nothing beats live music talaga. As in, when you're there, parang it's magical. Nadadala yung emotions mo. Basta. Parang this time talaga is, for me, it's a time to create talaga, to write. And also to reflect on your life. Ako, I try to keep a thankful spirit. Parang there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Lalo na, you're alive eh. Parang we're all alive and there's different things keeping us alive eh. And we should be thankful for each and everything, every moment na buhay tayo. Parang it really changes your perspective eh.
Just let you go for dinner. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tina. Nice seeing
Thanks
you.
Thanks very much for the time. Yeah, say hi to the kids, family.
And that's it for our first episode of Oxlang Season 2. Ang Oxlang ay isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Tina Arceo Dumlao. Huwag kalimutang mag-subscribe sa Oxlang on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I-follow kami sa Facebook at Inquirer Podcasts. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.